From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. This afternoon, scattered showers and thunderstorms will alternate with breaks of sunshine, although showers and storms will start to become more likely in southern areas mid to late afternoon. Through this evening, a flash flood watch is in effect for the far southwestern corner of the listening area from Glens Falls and Saratoga into the Taconics and Capital District of New York. It will be warm and humid this afternoon with highs generally in the upper 70s to lower 80s, but in the low to mid 80s in southern valleys and in the Champlain Valley. It will be warmer tomorrow, again with scattered showers and storms, this time more focused over northern sections. 90 degrees will be a stretch even in the warmer valleys for the rest of the work week, but temperatures and humidity levels will remain above average. Back in 1944, the second peak of August's greatest heat wave took place on the 14th and 15th. Wilder, Vermont reached 100 degrees, while St. Johnsbury was not far behind with 98, and Burlington right behind that with a high of 97. That was the record-setting fourth heat wave of 1944, a record that has never been broken, although it was tied in the summers of 1949, 1953, and 1988. Clouds and scattered showers today will help keep temperatures under control. Those clouds and showers will result from an upper-level low that will start to move northeastward across our region this afternoon. After a broken band of showers lifted in from the south last night, it was followed by a wedge of mid-level dry air, all part of counterclockwise circulation around the core of an upper-level system, which is now centered over southeastern New York State. Showers and storms should start to pick up near the Massachusetts border later this afternoon as the core of the upper-level low pivots in from the southwest. Across the rest of the region, only scattered coverage of showers and storms is expected, but breaks of sun will allow more surface heating, in turn allowing heavier downpours in any storms that do form. Precipitation related to the upper-level system will reach its peak this evening and early tonight, especially over southern areas. For the rest of the night, the upper-level low will be moving overhead but weakening, and that, combined with the loss of solar heating, will cause showers to diminish after midnight. A few showers will be possible early tomorrow as the upper-level system will be moving out. Then a surface cold front will approach from the northwest in the afternoon. The front will renew the shower chances in northern areas tomorrow afternoon and evening and will bring slightly less humid air into northern areas on Thursday. But the front will likely weaken while moving into the south on Thursday. A small bubble of high pressure will make dry conditions likely at that time. A warm front will then be moving in, bringing a rising chance of showers and storms on Friday. In the forecast summary, this afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a rising chance in the south, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s, low to mid 80s in southern valleys and in the Champlain Valley, winds around 5 miles an hour, variable to east. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers and storms likely south, scattered showers and the chance of a thunderstorm north, all diminishing after midnight. Lows in the low to mid-60s northeast and in the Adirondacks, otherwise mid to upper 60s. Light south winds becoming southwest. On Wednesday, variable clouds, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms south, mainly in the afternoon. Scattered north, except numerous near the Vermont-Quebec border. Warm and humid with highs in the low to mid-80s, mid to upper 80s in southern valleys. Winds from the southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming west. Tomorrow night, evening showers and thunderstorms likely from the Adirondacks and Route 2 northward, isolated in the south, then partly cloudy overnight, lows in the upper 50s to mid-60s. On Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s north, still warm and humid south with highs mainly in the mid-80s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.